Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about buying property outside of the U.S. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Brandon asks, this is kind of a technical question. I like it. When downloading a list from RealQuest Pro, do you download the whole list or part of the list? We should probably back up and give a little information
on what this
is about.
Go ahead.
So we use, that is our number one go-to for downloading ownership records. And that's how we generate our mailing lists and things to send out offers to owners to buy their property. That's the big picture. We have tested them all, haven't we, Jack?
And I mean, there's two major places. It's RealQuest Pro is a collection of every single assessor's database or tax roll in the country, mm-hmm. with very few exceptions. So you tap into a database. It's not just a list. Go ahead.
That's the only
other one really that's worth it at all is Title Pro 24/7, and we offer that too.
Uh-huh.
We're licensed providers of both. Let's put it that. That concludes the commercial portion of this podcast.
I love it. So what we do is we go in and it's nice because we all in our community, we log in and I pick a county and I pick a size and I can sit and pick every last little detail. So this is what Brandon's asking about. I mean, we'll go in and pick the zoning. I'm going to pick, if I'm looking for vacant land, I'm going to pick up I want to do 4.9 to 5.1 acres. You know, I'm doing that to get all the 5-acre properties and I'm picking a county and I'm putting in, I want it zoned this way. I want to make sure it's residential or, you know, vacation, you know, dream it up. I'm going to take out all the federal stuff and I'm going to make it assessed up to a certain level. And I'm going to put an improved percentage of zero, which is huge. That's one of the reasons we use this data is because other data sets don't have that.
Yeah. Improved percentage of value means that if there's an improvement value other than anything other than null or zero, there's
something on it.
It's been improved and it's not land.
Exactly.
So that's not what we do unless you want to buy houses.
Yeah.
That works too.
Yeah. So then, yeah. And on the other side, just so we can share with everybody, we have access to all that too. Say I want to buy apartment buildings. I can go in and put in a zip code. I'm just doing the same thing. Instead of picking land, I'm picking, you know, apartment buildings and I'm going to put in a zip code and I want up to this many doors and, you know.
It's literally 148 million properties. Every single piece of real estate in the country is in there.
Mm-hmm.
With every single participating county,
yeah,
the real estate's in there.
It could be an office building, it could be a bank.
There's a few counties that don't participate because they're in the Stone Age, but mm-hmm. and you don't want to buy property there anyway.
Exactly. So Brandon's question's about, okay, now I'm staring at this information, what do I download? So Jack?
Well, he's saying, do I download the whole list or part of it? So in chapter 5, again, this is not meant to be a commercial, but I'm really just answering Brandon's question because I can see he's a member. In chapter 5, I go in incredible detail on how we scrub the data down to send out a mailer. And what he's asking is, at the end, I've got a universe of 1,532 properties. Do I download the whole list or I download part of it? You know, I would opt to download it all.
Mm-hmm.
Almost, even if you're not going to mail it all at one time, download it all and prep it at the same time. You don't want to do things twice.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real reason. And it's what, 10 cents a record,
mm-hmm.
depending on when you, I mean, mm-hmm. couldn't be cheaper. It's exactly. half the price. If you go to RealQuest,
it's less than half.
It's less than half of the price that they would charge you off the street.
Yeah.
If you're as a member. So, and again, this is not a commercial.
No.
It sounds like a commercial. I don't really mean it to be that way. But Jill and I have spent how many years making sure that our members get all this stuff for less than half.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me back up and let me talk big picture for people here. This is why we are so successful. We are not buying a list from somebody off the street. I'm not getting, you know, something from the county, you know, and trying to scrub it down and make it work and hope I got all the information I wanted.
We've done all those things.
Yeah, I'm
Most of our members have too, which is why they're now members, because it sucks to do all that.
Right, and I'm not handwriting 100 letters a week and putting my own stamp on them or anything like that. The reason that we are so successful is because we are using data and learning how to manipulate the data on a big picture, sending out mass mailers, you know, minimum 1,500 mailers just to test an area. We're not messing around here. Seriously. And here's the result.
I love when you talk like that.
Thank you. So the result is, we're really successful. And guess what? Everyone who's copied us, they are too. Seriously, I'm not kidding. I have to say that. Well, not just coming. Yeah, anybody who sets out to do it like we do, and if you really learn what we, you know, how we do it, and you mirror what we're doing, you will be successful.
You don't have to be a member.
No, you know. That's what I'm saying.
Just we want you to copy us.
Yeah,
we're licensed providers of all this stuff at half the price.
We'll get you the data.
If you want to go pay full price with RealQuest, or with Title Pro, or LetterStream. You know, they'll charge you $1.25 to send a mailer out, or you can do it 50 cents through us.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you. But, you know, it's the same exact access to the same stuff.
Well, my bigger point is if you're listening to this, you're listening to us for a reason. Okay.
Can't be for the entertainment.
Yeah, that's for sure. You're listening to us for me. Just kidding.
Yeah, that's actually, that might be true.
No.
I really wish that guy would talk a lot less.
I really
wish it was the Jill Show.
Silly you.
That guy needs to stop talking.
No, you're listening to us for a reason, and I'm here to tell you this is why you're here. Because you want to make some money at this, and you know what? We can help you. And this is one of them. Don't mess around. Do it in a big way. It'll pay off.
Our whole goal is to charge nothing for education and half for the exact same tools that you need to succeed. That has been our kind of our mantra from the beginning.
Like the show's free, online community's free,
right.
Lots of free, good stuff.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, buying property outside of the USA. This is the meat of the show. Here's a super short version of the show. It's a really bad idea.
I was going to say, it sounds exciting. It sounds like a good idea, but the really, really?
With the exception of Canada, to my knowledge, it's very, very difficult and very, very risky to buy real estate outside of the Canada or the U.S. Here's why. You have no real recourse. And in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you some stories about disastrous stories about people purchasing real estate and losing all their 100% of the money.
Yeah.
In this country, we have a set of rules and laws, and we all take them for granted. Most, you know, Jill and I do for sure. When you go to buy a house, let's say, there's pretty much one or two ways to do it. You know, you go get a mortgage or you pay cash and you get an escrow agent, you buy the house. If something goes wrong, you get an attorney, you start suing everybody, and you have some recourse. And there's a set of rules, you know what the rules are before you set out to do this, right? You can go look up statutes, you can talk to a lawyer. Depending on the state or the county that you're in, it's really, really predictable the outcome is. And we take it for granted again. Same thing in Canada. If you go to buy a piece of property, let's use just Italy, for example. You want to buy a house in Italy. Sounds romantic, right?
No, it does. Let's do that.
Well, it's crazy because you got to put 50% down before the bank will even talk to you. And even then, it's an if, right? So now that 50%, the seller may choose to keep it or not. Then you, in some places, in some provinces in Italy, you have to register with the police department.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to make sure that you're not a criminal or a character, you know, some type of character. They want to check your character.
Right.
You know, maybe they don't like that you part your hair on that side. Honest to God.
It's like an interview process and all that.
And then even then, it's so.
And then are you guaranteed?
Are you guaranteed that you're going to get the house and it's all going to work out? No, not at all.
Exactly.
And the houses are from the dark ages, by the way. So there's a lot of stuff that needs to go on from there's. It's very, very complicated. The rules are very different from what we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
Look at China. You know, China's still a communist country. We don't think about it anymore. But they were driving tanks through Hong Kong not so long ago.
Mm. Yeah, Tuesday. Kidding. I'm just kidding.
So, you know, China, yeah, you can buy a house in China, but the government could wake up next week and say, yeah, we really do own all this stuff, so you're out of luck.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very, very risky, and there's 148 million properties to choose from in this country, so it's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Canada, Jill and I in the past have done really well in Canada, purchasing property specifically on Prince Edward Island that with an ocean view. And you can still buy properties there for $20,000, $30,000 right on the ocean. But here's some different things about Canada. They tax you in the transaction. So, you know, our government trusts us to file a tax return at the end of the year, identifying all the properties we purchased and sold and how much money we made. And I don't want to make this a tax discussion. In Canada, they tax you for the value of the profit margin that when you buy and sell a property, they tax you during the transaction, right out of escrow.
Mm-hmm.
So Canada's a great place to make money, by the way, buying and selling real estate. You just have to plan for it. And it's predictable, just like this country. So to summarize it, and then we can talk about some funny stuff because we have some time.
Are you going to tell your Mexico story?
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear the Mexico story. So. Let's throw that one in there because that one's...
So if you're from the southwest part of the country, Los Angeles or Phoenix, everybody knows about Rocky Point. It's a little silly. It used
Puerto
to be
Puerto Penasco.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little tiny tourist community that's right on the ocean or on the sea down there.
The Gulf.
And it used to be when we were a lot younger, you could go down there and buy, you know, beer was 50 cents. That's all changed. It's all priced very differently now.
Now it's 75. Still cheaper than water. That's my favorite. I love going to Mexico when buying beer is cheaper than bottled water. Well, shoot, then I need to drink beer.
So during the last during the last upturn, you know, when prices were, I think, really inflated, a lot of developers from Phoenix and Los Angeles went down there and built these high rises and they're selling condos, and they were selling them just like they would sell them in this country. Put your money down. We'll build you a condo. We'll build it out like a custom home. Well, the market crashed, and everybody that put a down payment down or put any money into these things lost it all. The developers didn't even need to file bankruptcy. Here you have to do that.
Right.
They didn't even need to do that. Everybody just said, yeah, your money's gone.
That's just the way it goes.
And so everybody's staring at each other going, well, wait a second. And there's no recourse at all.
Right.
You can't, there's no lawyers. You just lost some money, period.
Right.
So a lawyer buddy of mine, one of my really good friends, he was just shaking his head saying, why didn't anybody ever just ask me? There's no recourse for this at all. So
right. I could have saved these people.
He actually had clients losing hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. They're buying these $500,000-$700,000 penthouses,
right,
in Rocky Point, which I don't understand personally.
I know.
You want to spend $500,000 in Rocky Point?
No.
I wouldn't pay $30,000.
I know.
Same oceans right here. Okay. Yeah, it's a little more expensive, but you know, get your money at the end.
Right. Exactly.
So don't buy property. I went down to Costa Rica and spent a month trying to buy some real estate because the subdivision laws are awesome there. You can buy 1,000 acres and rewrite the description and make it 1,001-acre properties. Here's the thing about Costa Rica, too. As an example, if you live on a piece of property in Costa Rica for, I think it's 2 years, you own it for free.
Because it's kind of like that. Like we were talking about easements the other day. It's like, I've been sitting here for 2 years using it. No one said anything otherwise, so now it's mine.
So it's very, very...
Got to pay attention to your property, apparently.
It's a very popular and typical thing to do for...
Squatting.
It's called a squatting law.
Yeah.
It's adverse possession is what it is.
Right.
So you don't want to be horse around with that.
No.
We have millions and millions, 100 million properties that we can buy.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows how many properties in Canada.
Well, can I throw in one little thing that's kind of on this topic? Well, I may not be on this topic, but anyway, the thing about buying property inside the United States, let's flip it around, is I think we'd cover this today, but U.S. citizen or not can buy property here. So we have a lot of international people that come our way. It is easier once they figure it out. So now we all know buying outside stinks. Buying inside, great.
I mean, the international buyers that we have they fall over when we tell them, yes, you can buy it, and here's the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're used to have the government having all the power.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And by the way, all of that is on them. It's on them as a buyer. You as a seller don't have to manage it and make sure that they're paying X whatever taxes and all that stuff. That responsibility is on the purchaser. So that's a nice thing for us too.
We really are in a fantastic mm-hmm. situation as Americans from a real estate standpoint. Mm-hmm. This is the real estate center of the universe. Mm-hmm. You know, our government, which was an offshoot they were upset British people. Mm-hmm. That's who started this country. And because they didn't like the way that the real estate scenario was over there, they made it to our advantage here. Mm-hmm. And we're reaping the benefits of that every day. You know, Jill and I live in this little beach community here in Los Angeles. And everybody around us is multimillionaire because of the houses that they've been buying and selling since they were 25 years old.
A lot of real estate. Uh-huh.
It's amazing.
Exactly.
I mean, where else but America?
Exactly.
Only in America. I'm gonna say the cliche. Only in America.
You're not picking on my people based on my 23andMe results the other day, are you?
No, what? You're all Irish, huh?
Mostly.
So Jill and I.
It's hilarious. Are we done with this topic?
Jill and I had a yes, we are.
Okay.
Had a couple of glasses of wine one night, 6 months ago, and decided to sign up for the 23andMe thing.
Right.
If you don't know what this is, you should check it out. Because we dispelled all the myths of our heritage with the stroke of a pen.
Exactly. It's really cool.
I'm way more Italian than anyone thought and way less German. And Jill's way more Irish than anyone thought.
Exactly.
It clears up a lot of things for me.
What did we say last night? What did you say about, isn't it true, like the Irish can't get drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like,
that's true. This girl can drink me out of the table anytime she wants to.
Now I'm going to use that. I am Irish. Let's have another one.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get it just about as drunk as you want.
Yeah, we do it every day. I mean, we use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately. Whoops.
You are not alone in your drunken real estate ambition.
I love it.
Oh my gosh, that really is some classic stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, listener, all kidding aside, check that 23andMe thing out.
Yeah, we get nothing out of it. We're just sharing that. It's cool and fun.
All the stuff your parents and grandparents said, I guarantee it, it's not accurate.
You're going to find out some stuff. It's so interesting.
They can trace your genealogy, your paternal genealogy, back to 75,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Back to the Stone Age. They'll tell you if you were like Neanderthal. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't really totally gone through it yet.
Totally. It is really cool.
It's worth the money.
Yep.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property in this country.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.